Say, my bad.
Your bad.
My bad. So, real quick, give me 1 second here. Do you ever just not know what you're doing, but you just got to do something anyways? I'm just trying to make sure I got all my stuff before we start. All right. Where's that lady here who, thank you, friend. Thanks. The lady here who had the cast on earlier, where are you? Well, how's she here right now? Hurry. Come. I called out a word of knowledge earlier for a woman who had metal in her wrist, and then she just had surgery 20 days or 10 days ago. You have, you know, you just went away for how long? 2-3 hours?
You mean the surgery?
No, today.
Why are you following the number? Oh, come here. Yeah, oh, get away from your shoes, girl. Stay right here. Now, what could you not do however long, like 3 hours ago, what could you not do?
Oh, I have to bend my finger, but now it looks so easily.
Wow. Whoa.
See, because if you believe, all things are possible.
Amen.
Metal melting out of a body is nothing.
Come on.
Wow.
It's nothing. Amen. Maybe to your carnal mind, but to the Lord, He sits in heaven and laughs at that metal.
Hallelujah.
Metal, bam, be healed.
Amen.
Nothing is impossible. Say nothing.
Nothing.
Now, you couldn't do that before, could you?
Yeah, I couldn't do that, you know. Yeah, and just so painful, you know, when I do that.
And is it painful now?
No.
Where'd the pain go?
Go to...
Where did the pain go? You can say it.
I think goes to far away.
Pain went bye-bye? Not here no longer?
But you know, still blood.
Oh, and your finger's still sore right here. Yeah. What about the metal? What about the metal? Where do you think the metal's at?
I think it keeps melting.
It's still melting.
Wow.
Do you know what happens when you have faith?
Yeah.
I want to tell the church something real quick. Yeah. There's two ways to be healed. A miracle. Say miracle.
Miracle.
Miracle is I pray for you, bam, right now you're 100% fully healed. That's
Amen.
One way.
Amen.
Here's the second way. Divine healing. Yes. It means I pray for you, and by faith, it's progressively, rapidly, exceedingly, so much faster being healed, which it could take 10 seconds, 60 hours, or 10 minutes, but it's very, very, very rapid.
Amen.
So what happens is if you get prayed for, and you're like, oh my gosh, I know that was God, but then the next day you're like, oh, it hurts, what you do is you start to block your healing. You come in with doubt and unbelief to the Father and say, sorry, your blood isn't good enough.
Oh, no.
Sorry, doubt and unbelief, you didn't find faith in me. I'm struck in by doubt and unbelief. Sorry, Father. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to reject what you did on the cross for me. So let's not be a church who is filled with doubt and unbelief.
Amen.
How does that sound?
That's good.
So when we pray for you, and you're like, oh man, so much better, keep thanking Him.
Amen.
Start telling everybody. Say, I had metal, but I don't anymore.
Amen.
Come into agreement
Amen.
With what heaven said. Because I did not know that you have metal in your hand. I wrote it down on a piece of paper before I came to service. I said, there's somebody here with metal in your hand, and you've got screws. There's screws in your hand. And she had it. Now, the likelihood of that she just had this, that's pretty good. Either I'm a really good guesser, or actually God wanted to heal her.
Amen.
God wouldn't have called her out if He didn't want to heal her.
Amen.
Let me give you a secret right now. Do you want God to call on you tonight?
Yes.
What about tomorrow?
Yes.
And the next day?
Yes.
And every you want to know the secret?
Yes.
You really want to know the secret?
Yeah.
Have faith.
Amen.
Because he wouldn't call you up here if you didn't have faith. If he knew that there wasn't faith inside of you, he wouldn't call you up here for everybody so that you would not be healed. He's only calling those who have faith to be healed.
Amen.
So why don't we as a church believe that all of us can be healed?
Amen.
What was your name, friend?
Sue.
Sue, can we thank God for Sue?
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
How many of you guys had fun earlier today?
Yeah.
We didn't even preach, did we?
Yes.
That's okay. You know what we preached? We preached signs, wonders, and miracles.
Amen.
You know, the gospel doesn't have to be always what you think it is. Jesus didn't go prepare a word and then go do a study and then say, okay, I'm going to go to the temple today and I'm going to just walk out and I'm just going to give them my 5-point sermon. We're going to take the offering. And then we're going to go. That's not what Jesus did. Jesus wrote the word on his heart.
Yeah.
He wrote the word on his heart and he became a walking, living, true Holy Ghost, whatever God wanted to do in the moment for anybody, in any place, in any situation.
Amen.
And so when he stepped into the place where the Lord said, now, or he would go in the high mountain and he would have a vision. Ever wonder why Jesus would go away by alone? You know, he would always come down off the mountain, but it seems that every time he comes off the mountain, he always had a vision. He was always bumping into somebody or something that the Father showed him when he was alone.
Oh.
The Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Let me rephrase that. My people perish for a lack of vision.
Mm.
Do you know what type of vision? You getting alone, sitting still, and letting the Lord show you a vision.
Amen.
That's where his people perish from, is because they won't separate from the world. They won't come out of the place where their job is a slave to them, where their family's too much. Everybody's got everything, and they can't get away and sit still to let Jesus show them a vision.
Wow.
My people perish for a lack of vision. A lack of vision. What is a vision? The visions of God.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to be a prophet or an apostle to get a vision. See, this is where the church is wrong, is they think. Because we watch the pastor that they're the one that gets the vision. What if it was all of you getting the vision?
Right.
Then the pastor can actually do something than other pastor. We wouldn't need counseling. We wouldn't need help. We could actually be God's hands to help.
Man.
We could actually be the weapon trained and forged that every day we wake up, the enemy's scared of all of you. Because every day. You want to know how? You want to know how you get a vision every day? You want to know that you can get a vision every day? You want to know that God will speak to you every day? Let me tell you why. Jesus said, do not worry about tomorrow. It has enough. There's enough anxiety, there's enough worries, there's enough problems about tomorrow and the future. Deal with today.
Amen.
Remember, I will give you your daily bread. What is that daily bread? It's physically something to eat, something to chew, something called a revelation.
Amen.
And it's a vision. Or maybe he wants to speak. See, the word of the Lord came to Samuel, but it was a vision. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, but it was a vision.
Man.
The word of the Lord comes to everybody in here, and it can be a vision. So what you need to do is understand that when God speaks to you, when God wants to talk to you, every single day, how many of you are like, I want to hear God every day?
Man.
Then you can. Hey, Dad, why can't you? Tell me somewhere where you can't. You won't be able to find it. There's nowhere in the New Testament where you can find that God will not speak to you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about like how you feel as a voice. As I talk to you, I talk to you. See, this is how we communicate as humans. So I can do this. I can communicate to anybody out here. I can communicate by looking at you. I don't even have to say a word. I can look at you. I'm communicating. Am I not communicating? But if I didn't understand the language for that type, then how am I supposed to even understand that God's even speaking in that realm? What if He wanted to speak to me by a sense of feeling? What if He wanted to guide me by a word of knowledge by my body? What if He wanted to lead me by a place of taste? What if He wanted to give me taste? What if it was by smell? What if it was by an impression? A touch.
Yes.
This is how God speaks to all of us every single day. But as Christians, if we don't even know how God speaks, or we limit Him to 90% of how He communicates and says, no, thank you. Some of us just believe that God speaks only if you read the Word. Well, the only way God speaks is if you read the Word. Yeah, that's true. But if you have to move to Dallas, Texas, how are you going to move to Dallas, Texas? Because it's not in the Bible. How are you going to do that? You can't. You're never going to get to Dallas, Texas. How would you move across the country? How would you change jobs? Because God speaks. And what God wants to do is He wants to bring every single person in here and in the whole church and everywhere very rapidly up to a level to where every single one of you, you're teaching, you're preaching, you're prophesying, you're raising the dead.
Man, wow.
So when you see meddling bodies, you're like, oh yeah, watch this. Hey, you, come here. Bam! Be healed by the love of God, friend. That's what God is doing, is He's raising the end time army. And guess who the end time army is? All of you. Every single one of you. If you're here, you're qualified. This is what He's doing, is He's raising an end time army. How many of you are like, man, earlier today or yesterday, you're like, God touched me. Just raise your hand. Turn around and look at everybody. We didn't do a lot of ministry time last night. We did some this morning. We did about an hour. That's all we did was about an hour. Say 1 hour.
1 hour.
And then it was time to go bye-bye. We went to go night-night. So I want to encourage you that when you see something, when you see somebody flowing, if you see how the dynamic of it, you can say, Lord, I want to do that too. And He's like, oh yeah? Good. I want you to do that.
Yeah.
Watch how they do it. Take notes. Think about how they do it. And when they say stuff, write it down. When they give you certain keys and say, wait, touch, taste, sense, smell? I can speak in all those. God speaks to me in my taste. God speaks to me in my touch. Of course He does. So what I want to do is encourage the church today that we're going to ride off of this thing called momentum. Say momentum.
Momentum.
Now, earlier this morning it hit and we left it at a high peak, right?
Yeah.
Right. Last night it hit pretty good. But today, we're in this place called the tussle. Do you know what the tussle is?
Yes.
It's called the choosing. Last night I preached Psalms 84, 85, the pattern of revival. How many of you are like, hey, something changed in my heart? You're like, hey, there was a shift in my heart. You know why? Because you're understanding that, hey, I shouldn't live in the past. I need to live for now. If your best years are 20 years ago, you need to revive yourself immediately. You need to get desperate again. You need to understand that there's something way greater, way more now, and the anointing called the stumbling block of 20 or 40 or even 15 years ago. But that the old wineskin is no more. That anointing from Brownsville or that anointing from Lakeland from however many years ago is not good enough for today.
Yeah.
The Pentecost outpouring from 2000, it's not good enough for this day today.
Amen.
God is looking for anybody who will say, Lord, what must I do to become your next move of God?
Amen.
I want to do something for you, God. And guess what? All you have to do is say yes.
Yes.
If you'll say yes, He'll do the rest.
Amen.
If you'll give Him a yes, He'll work with you. And the only requirement to keep a yes in Him is your faith.
Amen.
When He says, hey, go do this, you do this, and guess what? It happens. That's all it is. But we have come so far away from the simple gospel that we forget the power of God dwells inside of you. We run around thinking more up here in our carnal mind. that something, it just doesn't take much to get an individual today off track. It could be anything. The person cut them off in traffic. You know it's true. Someone gets in front of you or someone does something rude. Sometimes it takes some of us 3 or 4 hours to get over it. Somebody will say or look at you in a funny way, or you feel like your pastor or your mom or dad said something to you. It'd take you a week or a month to get over it. All you have to do is refocus and believe that Christ in you is the hope of glory.
Yeah.
That the power of the living God, of the resurrection of the dead, really lives inside you. That's where our focus should be. Paul says, I don't focus anymore on these things of this world. I don't think about the things of this world. Why? Because I've died to the things of this world. I've died to the habitual pattern and the habitual things and all the other things that everybody's caught up in the world. I've died to them. I died. That's why he said, I have been crucified with Christ. You are physically, literally crucified. Yes, you are. Yeah, when you get baptized, we talked about this last night.
Right.
You get baptized in, you come up, you are the property of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He physically owns your land. He owns your body, and he wants to fill his land with the glory, which is you. He wants to fill you and the land of the land, the glory of the glory, with the land and the land that you physically stand on, and he wants to fill it all with the glory of God.
Amen.
But if you get baptized, like Paul was, and you come right up out, he's like, bam, how come he didn't go baptizing? He wasn't sent to baptize, but to preach. What's the difference? He was physically baptized in. He was raised in the death, the power of the resurrection. But then there's a second part to what gave him the authority to say what he said. I have been crucified with Christ. What is he talking about? I gave up my worldly addictions. I gave up all the other idols. I gave up all the things of the world. I am bound by no man. There's no woman that has any authority over me. There's nothing in this world that even remotely matters to me anymore. Because I have been crucified. I have crucified my passions. I have crucified my desires. I have crucified all of the things in the life that holds me back.
Amen.
I have gone before. I have struggled. Romans 7 and Romans 8. You know what it says in Romans 7. If it's no longer I who does it, it's sin that dwells in me. Why do I do the things that I really don't want to do? Because I fully haven't crucified myself yet, is what he's saying. I haven't fully crucified myself. I'm not fully where I want to be in my walk, or I was there and I backslid. And I got too comfortable and I walked away from it. This is what he's saying. This is what he's talking about. Romans 7, going into Romans 8. What is he saying? I have an internal struggle in my flesh. God lives here. And God loves me. Yes, he does. But I live here, and I want to be in control. Why? Because it says in Romans 6, your carnal mind is enmity. Enmity is hatred. What does it say? Your carnal mind is hatred towards God. Most Christians try to serve God out of their carnal mind. I don't serve God from here. I walk in the Spirit from here.
Amen. Wow.
Right here. Look at me. Right here. This is the Spirit of God right here. Where am I? What was born again? My mind? Absolutely not. No, I was born of spirit. But now I have the mind of Christ. But where is it here? It's right here. Right here. Right here. Right here. Right here. Where's the power of the resurrection? Right here. Where's the Father? Right here. Right here. Everything is right here. The whole kingdom is right here. Every single thing of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit now fully lives inside of me. I'm fully filled with Him, and I have all the power that He said. And He said, hey, go do greater things. That's it. Do you get this?
Yes.
So if Romans 7 is saying, hey, your struggle in getting out of here and learning how to trust and walk in here from here. And then it goes into Romans 8 and says, I am no longer condemned, period. There is no condemnation if I'm in Christ. If I'm having a tizzy in my body and I'm struggling, you're not condemned, you're under grace. You're atoned for. The Lord said, hey, they're trapped in a human body. filled with sin. Your body has sin, therefore your body must die. This has sin, but your spirit man's different. Your spirit man is perfect. Your spirit man woman is absolutely 100% perfection. And it's inside of you. And we as a church must learn to walk with Him inside of us and not out of here. I have been crucified with Christ. I have crucified doubt and unbelief when I go to pray for somebody, because now I believe they're going to be healed. I have been crucified right here with doubt and unbelief that God actually wants to use me, and now I fully believe it. Now I can believe the word. Oh, who's going to do greater things? I'm going to do greater things. Way greater than Jesus. Why? Because what father doesn't want their son to be better? What father doesn't want their champion, their children, to hoist them higher? The Jesus, the Lord and Savior, foreran it all for us so we can come into the greater glory. What is the greater glory? There was a covenant given to Moses that was one filled with death. But the glory came. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, that covenant that was given to us called the Ten Commandments was filled with so much glory. But we have been given a greater glory in the new covenant, greater than what Moses was given. And the glory was with Moses. But how come we don't understand? It says the veil is torn back. It says the God of the age, Satan. There is one God of the age on this world. His name is Satan, your enemy. And he is after your mind. If he can get to your mind, he can control a Christian. Once the veil is torn, we are supposed to enter a greater glory than Moses experienced. That's what it says. Amen. So then, if that's the case, and I'm a believer, do you believe in Jesus?
Yeah.
If you do, raise your hand. If you really believe in Jesus, raise your hand right now. Then the glory. Where's the glory? Where's the glory? You know where the glory is? It is. But guess what? We now must understand what we signed up for. What did we sign up for? Greater things. You know what greater things look like? Greater glory. What is the greater glory? It's the glory of God in the age to come manifest for us to live and walk out of it now as a son and daughter.
Amen.
If you had a son, Pastor, if you had a son, and let's say he was 16 years old, and you were sleeping, and he was thirsty, would he need to come to you to get permission to go to the fridge to get a cup of water?
No.
Why not?
He can do it himself.
Because he's a son. He can do it himself. That's the right answer. You can do it yourself. But do you know why? You have access to go to heaven.
Yeah.
You have full range to go to heaven. Why don't we live out of encounters? You know, every day, my goal is to encounter the love of God.
Wow.
My goal is to bump into the love of God somewhere, somehow. If I can bump into the love of God, if I can bump into the love of God, you know what that means? Man, I have an encounter with Jesus. Jesus is love. See, you can encounter Him. If all these people in the Bible have all these angelic encounters, how come you can't? Probably because doubt and unbelief has stifled the church. Doubt and unbelief is your biggest enemy. Say doubt.
Doubt.
Say unbelief.
Unbelief.
No more.
No more.
Radical faith.
Radical.
From this day forward, it's all about faith.
Radical.
No, seriously. It's not just repeating it. See, because faith is a substance.
Yes.
It's the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, if I have five senses called touch, this is touch. Taste, this is taste. Eyes, seeing, if I can see, if I can hear. These are my senses. These are my physical beings. I'm going to close my eyes. Robert, Pastor Robert, I want you to say hi to me.
Hi.
But who is that talking to me? How do I perceive. My eyes are closed. I can hear. My physical senses. I close my eyes. Here, touch me, Robert. Grab my arm. Oh, I feel him. I can physically feel him. That is called what? Touch. Wave at me. I can see him. My eyes. Faith is a substance. It's not a sense. It's not a physical sense. It's something that is a substance. And once it's birthed inside of you, and once you have faith, it's a substance, and it touches the Father, and He knows that substance called faith, and He must produce His Word.
Amen. Wow.
But if you just stand here and say, oh, I have faith, that's not faith. Right. If you have faith, then raise the dead right now. Raise them up with no effort. Laugh at the spirit of death. Mock the spirit of death. Make fun of the spirit of death because it has no power.
Wow.
You either believe or you don't. You either believe or you don't. You, it says for the degree of the where your faith is, to the measure of your faith is to the degree that you'll be able to flow in the gift.
Wow.
So if you believe, see, it's more than just saying, increase my faith. Faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
So if I want to go out and be a miracle worker, or if I want to do anything for God, you know what I'm going to have to do? Believe. You want to know how I show real, true belief? My actions back up what I believe. My actions back up. So, like, for example, if I called her out and she had that medal, did it look like I was fazed to pray for her medal? Did it look like I was scared to pray for her with the medal? No. No, not at all. Why? Because I've seen it melt numerous times. So my faith is built. My faith is built and built and built and built. How many other things have I seen? A lot. My faith gets built more and more. It's called a testimony.
Yeah.
It's called a testimony. Yeah. And the more you pray, the more you get familiar. Familiar with what? Flowing with God.
Amen.
Flowing out of the glory. How many of you, when I pray for you, feel the glory of God? Mm-hmm. Raise your hands if you're like, whoa, I feel something. Put them up really high. Look, turn around and look. Everybody look. Look, that's a lot of people feeling something. Yeah, you get it? So the greater glory that I'm talking about is the greater glory that God is bringing to the church today.
Amen.
The greater glory is what He's bringing today. Let me tell you why we don't understand the greater glory. How many of you know William Branham?
Great prophet.
Wonderful prophet. Very special. Jack Coe. A.A. Allen. There was a revival birthed, a healing movement in the 40s and 50s. And guess what? They were seeing unprecedented miracles all over America. I mean, revival was breaking for days. Guess what? The church did. Do you want to know what the whole body of the church did? Most of them? They rejected it.
Wow.
Do you want to know why? Doubt and unbelief. Do you want to know what the Lord gave the American church in return? Would you like to know? They gave them Ichabod. God said, the church in America, because it's filled with doubt and unbelief, you've rejected what I want to do, and now you're going to perish because you have no vision.
Wow.
You have no vision because you don't know what I'm doing. So guess what? Here's Ichabod. It's a curse for 40 years with no glory.
Wow.
The church got 40 years of zero glory. No glory. Maybe it would break out in a little itty bitty pocket here and there. Just because there's a remnant. But all of the church should be moving in the glory of God. Everywhere the glory should be pulling. We should have clouds every single where. People coming into the cloud, walking out like, no one prayed for them. There's a cloud. They got totally healed.
Yes.
That's what God is returning now. And an indicator of the end times will be the greatest healing movement ever.
the greatest healing movement ever. The greatest healing movement ever in the history of the entire world is before us right now.
Amen. Wow.
Whether you believe it, I already believe it. I walked and I believed so much that I try to convince everybody else to believe it. I try to get everybody else to buy into it. Why? Because I experienced it. Because I remember where I was over a decade ago when I couldn't see and I didn't have any understanding, but I had desire. I wanted to know, would you heal people? I'll give you my whole life, but I need to know that you're the God of the Bible, yo. I'll give you my life. I'll serve you, but please be the real God of the Bible.
Amen.
I want to see miracles. I want, if I pray, I expect. That's what I told the Lord. And for a year, I tussled with God every day. Every day tussled. I boxed with God. Here I am. Send me. Give me miracles. Give me all the power. Give me prophecy and words of knowledge. Give it to me. Pick me. Here I am. And I beat heaven every single day. I beat heaven down every day. And then guess what? One day, it opened.
Whoa.
And I started to move in so much power, and I could see in the Spirit, that my church that was praying for revival couldn't even handle me. They were praying for revival. I come in off the street 1 year later, now I'm packing, carrying it, and they're like, oh, no, we don't know what to do with him. We don't get it. Why have we been carrying for 20 years, but this guy got it and won? We don't get it. Guess what happened? Because they snuffed my fire, the Lord sent me away.
Wow.
But I never quit believing in miracles.
Amen.
I never quit believing in prophecy. I never quit believing. I want to tell you something, church. Do you want to know what the biggest warfare that you have? Is when the Word of God comes and it hits your heart. The enemy tries so desperately to steal that Word out of your heart all the time. When you get like the best gift of your life. When you get like something that's so, you know it's from God. And you know it's God. And you get it and you're like, dude, this is God. 2 weeks later, the enemy is trying everything. Give me that out of your heart. No, I can't let this seed grow. If the seed grows, he'll beat us every day with this oak of righteousness inside. He's got the gift of faith. Hit him, hit him, hit him. Doubt, unbelief, anything, warfare, betrayal, anything. Do anything to him, but don't let him believe.
Wow.
You want to know how I knew that I got God? I got called out one time in a conference after coming to church 2 months, 3 months. This prophet from Honduras called me out 3 or 4 services in a row. Why me, bro? And every single time he would dance, he would go crazy. I don't even know what he said. The next time he came back 6 months later, I was like 9 months in, 10 months in, he comes to me. And this is what he said. Daniel, you're ready. Ready for what? You're ready. Nope. Where are we going? Stand here. Here? Right there. Shh. That's what he said. And all of a sudden, he prayed for me. And I went, and I fell on the ground. Something came over me. And I heard this little voice speaking right here. And then I heard another voice saying the same thing right here. And this is what that voice said. Oh, you didn't really get it. You didn't get it. You didn't really get it. And on the other side, it's like, you didn't get anything. There was nothing that just came over your life. Nothing happened to you right now. There was nothing. And it was in that moment where the Lord let me hear doubt and unbelief so loud, so clearly, that I knew that something just came onto my life.
Yeah.
And I got up and said, oh, I believe.
Hallelujah.
2 months later, bam, outpouring.
Wow.
2 months. It almost sounded like a Peter. Peter goes, betrays Jesus, walks away from everything. Guys, Peter took a sword and he tried to kill somebody, yo.
Right.
Do we understand that?
Yeah.
He didn't say, "Well, just sew up your ear here, little buddy. Just stay still, Mr. High Priest. There you go. Jesus, here's his ear. Back up. When I get him that, I'll get the next one."
No, he took the sword. He tried to kill murder. Say murder.
Murder.
He was a murderer.
He's a murderer.
Peter the murderer. Peter the angry murderer. Peter the man desperate to serve God out of the flesh, but didn't know how to walk in love by the Spirit.
Yeah.
Because it was impossible for him, because yet he was not born again. Because in John 20:22, Jesus descends. And as he's descending, he speaks to Mary, "Do not cling to me. I have not gone to my God and your God. I have not gone to my Father and your Father." Because the death and the power of the resurrection. Do you know that Jesus trusted God the Father to raise him from the dead? He trusted. And the Holy Spirit's power came down when the Father told him, and he raised him up from the dead. That is total trust. That's called faith.
Amen.
Say faith.
Faith.
Jesus never wavered. Jesus never wavered. But if Peter can murder a man and then 50 days later lead one of the greatest move of God in the history, is it making sense? Have we ever read the Bible and thought about it like that?
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. You know why? Because he'll use anybody. Even if you just betray him. Even if you feel like your last 30 years, you wanted to serve him, but you know you don't do the best. You wish you could, but you just don't. Everything else is there. You really want to in your heart. Hey, all you have to do is give him a yes. If you give him a yes once, he'll never forget that yes. Some of us need to return to the time when we told God we would, but we never did our part, but he did his. When it got really hard and we asked him to bail us out and we begged him, "Please get me out of this," and the grace of God, the mercy of God, the love of the Father comes and swoops in and gets you, takes you, pulls you out of your own mess. I've had my own mess. Have you had your own mess?
Yeah.
There's like 6 people that made a mess. For some reason, I think there's more than 6 people that dirty their diapers. Did anybody need a new diaper from Jesus? Yeah, okay. Now there's more people. We all needed a new diaper at one point, right? Right. Gosh. We dirtied the diaper before. It's okay. But he changes it. We need to return to the point where we gave him that yes. And we told him we would. Remember? You gave him that yes. You gave him that, you know where it's at. What have we done with that yes? Friends, we're going to be accountable for that yes.
Yeah.
But it's not a pressure. Listen, I'm not trying to pressure you. I'm trying to remind you. I'm trying to come in humility, to come in right next to your heart and say, "Come here, friend. How can two walk together unless they agree?" Do you know what that verse really means? How can two walk together unless they really agree? It literally means that God's not going to change his mind, and we should probably just agree with whatever he wants to do with us.
Yeah.
Let me help you out. Right. But we got to agree with him. But how can you agree with God unless you know God's ways? How do you know God's ways? Dare to walk with him.
Yes.
Dare to take something in the Bible and make it true. All you have to do is make it true. See, the power of the resurrection, it either it's inside of you or it's not. You're either seated in heavenly places or you're not. Well, if God said it, I should probably believe what he said over how I think.
Yeah.
Or how, like, what, I think I'm going to tell God that his way is wrong? That's weird. But we do that. We always say, "Oh, I can't handle anymore." Actually, what we're saying is, "God, I cannot bear to live another day in my flesh. Help me prune it all the way."
Mm.
I'm begging you to help me die to myself to live for you.
Amen.
Let me live for you. See, it's one. Listen, anybody can say they'll die for Christ. Oh, die for him. And then some people will actually die for Christ. And they'll actually say, "I'll be a martyr." But the real thing that's impressive is if you actually live for Christ.
Amen.
Because you have to have the ultimate death.
Yeah.
Where you crucify yourself.
Amen.
To where it's no longer I who live.
Oh, yes.
But it's now Christ who lives in me. And I crucify those passions. I crucify those things of the world. And I crucify those desires that hurt me. Those things called iniquity that come. And I get those things and I smash them and I beat them to the cross. And I have authority over him now. And now I can walk with him. And I can reign with him. And I can live with him. It's the greater glory. You know what the greater glory is? It's you coming into your inheritance. The veil is already pulled back from every Christian. The glory of God is pouring out. And God is looking for people who will radically say, yes, I want you. Yes, I will. Yes, I'll do what you want, God. Yes. I'll really give you my yes this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really mean it. And it's going to hurt. We're soft. We're a soft Christian group. He was martyred on a cross. They beat him to pieces. They absolutely destroyed him. In the book of Isaiah, it says he was marred beyond unrecognition. Do you know what marred means? The book of Isaiah prophesies that Christ, the Savior, the Messiah, would be marred. Marred means that Jesus gets hung on the cross. They beat him. But 30 minutes before they went and beat him, you could say, oh, that's Jesus. But after they beat him and they flogged him so bad, he was marred. And when they hung him on the cross, everybody's like, who's that? That's why it said in all three languages, Jesus, King of the Jews. That's Jesus? Do you know why? Do you know what marred means? It means you were beaten so bad, you were sneered so bad, that you were no longer recognizable. They sneered him so bad. They beat Jesus so bad, you could not recognize Jesus Christ on the cross. They beat him that bad. It wasn't a few nails. It wasn't a couple of lashes. They beat him so bad. And he said, for the joy set before me, I'm going to take my cross. And I'm going to go. I'm going to the cross, Father. Why? What was his joy? You. You're his joy. He was joy-filled to follow the Lord. The real truth is we should have been on that cross.
Yes.
We're the ones that betray him. We're the ones that speak against him. We're the ones that walk in doubt. We're the ones that are filled with hypocrisy. We're the ones that don't know how to love yet. We're the ones that really don't know what we're doing often. We want to. We say we want to. But yet we don't follow through. Jesus, he followed through. He was the example. The reason that he had to become marred, where they beat him so bad, to where you couldn't recognize him on that cross anymore, was because when Adam was in the garden, have you ever wondered why the Lord put the tree in the garden? Has anybody ever wondered that? You're like, why would God do that? Let me tell you why. For you that raised your hand, here's why. You want to know why? Because true love will always give you a way out. He will never make you serve him. He gave them a way out to pick something other than him. And he does it to us every day, and it's called free will.
Wow.
Will we pick Jesus every day? Will we pick Jesus every day? Can we really pick Jesus every day? Will we pick Christ? Can we pick Jesus?
Amen.
Every single day we've been given free will. Do you know why Adam, when he sinned, do you want to know why Jesus had to be marred so bad? So unrecognizable, so beaten so bad? Because when Adam sinned, he no longer looked like a son. He was marred by sin. Death came over him, and life left him, and his spirit man died.
Yeah.
And so in order for you to be born again, you must be born of spirit. So your spirit is born again. But if you're not born of spirit, friends, then you're not born of Jesus. When you're born of spirit, you're given new life in spirit. Right here. You're born here of the spirit. Your body still has sin in it. But now we have to learn to crucify our flesh. And we have to learn to walk with Him. We have to learn to crucify ourselves and walk with Him. That's why Paul said it's no longer I who live, because I finally, after all these years, somehow got to the point in this moment while I'm writing this letter of crucifying the passions of this world. I've had it all. I've had a lot of money. I've had no money. I was shipwrecked. I was beaten. I was stoned. I was flogged. Oh, why? Do you know why he would follow the gospel so strongly? Do you want to know why? Because he knew he had to in order for him to fulfill what God gave him. It's not just sit and come to church. It's what am I going to do with my calling? I have a calling from God and I need to fulfill it. Who here wants to fulfill their calling? Oh, you know what? Let's get going. Let's get busy. Let's start bumping into the love of God every day. How many of you are like, dude, I want a love encounter every day with the Father God? You can have as many as you want. Sometimes, I had an encounter the other day. It was so powerful. The power hit me so much, so powerful. I was so scared because the power hit me. My carnal mind was like trying to process. I had to walk outside and take about 45 minutes because the power crushed me. Wow. Just wrecked me. And I was like, oh! And I'm not a noob at this either, yo. Right? I've done this a few times. So what I'm telling you is this. Is the church in the condition we are coming to say the greater glory?
The greater
say
glory.
The greater glory.
Greater glory.
That healing movement that we talked about, that the church said no to the first time, guess what, church? It's coming back again.
Amen.
The Lord's saying, wakey, wakey. Oh, you have. The Lord says, wakey, wakey. Awaken your heart. Awaken your hearts. Awaken your hearts. Awaken your hearts. Because this healing movement's coming back again. Don't reject it. Don't reject it. Hey, did you have fun earlier when you got prayed for? You got hit with the Holy Ghost filled with joy. I knew that people in here were going to get blitzed with joy earlier before service. Want to know why? I wrote it down because the Lord told me. I don't normally laugh like that, bro, but I was going to let God have His way with me earlier. Who am I? I'm just a sign and a wonder, apparently. But you got blitzed too. Why? You know why? I could have just sat there. I could pull you up here right now and this whole place would break up. We can go in full-blown joy, bro.
Whoa.
One person gets hit with one thing and we're like, whoa, what's that? It's joy. Righteousness, peace, and joy.
Yeah.
That's the kingdom. We're allowed to have that as much as possible. Righteousness, peace, and joy.
Yes.
But I want to tell you this, that it's way more than what we've made it. We'll never get God from here. We've got to learn to get this out of the way. In fact, the more you get this out of the way, the more you'll bump into God. So fast. So quickly.
Right.
Hey, I can lay down. I can lay down. And I can be still. I can shut that thing up. I'm in. Whoa. The glory of God. Whoa. I manifest presence of God. The glory is radiating all over me. I can walk in it now. This is what He's done. Why don't we do this? Whenever you guys come up here and I'm praying for you and it's coming off of me and you're getting hit with it, you know what you're getting hit with? You're getting hit with what I birthed in the secret place.
Yeah.
I went. Daniel's not anointed. Daniel learned to flow out of the glory.
Hey.
Anybody can be anointed. Anybody can be, even Prophet Roberto can be anointed. But to flow out of the glory of God. You got to learn to live in the secret place. And you got to learn to sit in the presence. You know why you go to the presence? Because you let Him love you. No other agenda. Nothing. How many of you want a ministry?
Yeah.
How many of you want a ministry? Yeah? I'm going to show you guys a few things right now. Oh, if you have your Bible, open to Psalms 29. Whew.
Roberto. Perfetto. Roberto. Thank you, good sir. You, sir, are a living legend. Check this out. Say Psalms 29.
Psalms 29.
Come on, church.
Psalms 29.
They're like Psalms 19. Psalms 29. How many of you are like, yo, Daniel, what are you trying to say to us here? What's the real message? What are you really trying to say? I'm about to give you an invitation from the Father. And I have a feeling that everybody in here is going to be really excited about it. But I want to show you in the Word. You want to see something kind of cool? The Lord spoke something to me earlier today, twice. And He spoke to me out of the tribe called Nephtali. Does anybody know the tribe of Nephtali?
Yeah.
Nephtali is one of the tribes out of the Old Testament, out of the 12. Well, out of the 12, what? The names of Israel's sons, right?
Yeah.
Right? Nephtali. And as I started to study it, you want to know what the Lord showed me? This is what He showed me. He showed me the common theme was a deer. Their symbol is a deer.
Wow.
Do you remember last night when I preached that word? The deer panteth, the deer panteth, the deer panteth. I mean, we went into that word and it just got wild and broke out, did it not?
Yeah.
It kind of got a little wild, right? We preached the deer panteth, the deer panteth some more. We realized our soul needs revival. Watch this. It's all connected and tied. In Psalms 29, could it be that as we preached individual revival last night, that God is already knocking on the door for awakening today?
Yes.
To where there's a personal invitation for revival, but for the church to be awakened as a whole. Revival is an individual thing. Awakening is a corporate thing. It's a massive thing. If everybody in here is moving as a pillar and a sign and wonder, my gosh, get ready, sign the check. You're going to need a new building. You're going to need a Coliseum.
Wow.
We added to the church 5,000 in one day.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what this is about. You can manifest that joy, brother, all you want, brother. Sometimes we need to have a little Holy Ghost chocolate. We know some people in here just do it, you know. I want to show you this. This is called a common theme. Say common theme.
Common theme.
It says this. Psalms 29. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Did we not come in and did we not worship the Lord? Did we not do that? We came in, we praised, we worshiped. We physically lifted our voice. How many of you understand something? The Bible says that he will inhabit the praise of His people.
Yep.
Say, I praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
That's called praise. That's praise. I give you glory. What is giving you glory? I thank you, God. I give you all the glory for what you're doing, how you did it. Lord, because I'm a human, but because of you, you let me defy all of the human traits. I can move in miracle power now. I can defy all the things in the walls of man. All of them. I had 2 fish, now I have 40 fish. Any of that, it's the same. The same faith that you believe in Christ is the same faith as it is the miracle work. It's the same faith that is to raise the dead. It's not an extra faith or a different kind of faith. It's the faith is faith. Faith is a substance. And once it's pressed to believe with a specific item, bam, it's released immediately. And the keys are dropped. You just got to learn that the kingdom of heaven has keys. And once you grab those keys, you can go bind and loose. You can loose heaven and you can bind the devil. You can bind the devil and loose heaven. And bam, the blessing comes. Some of you need to quit praying for your blessing and say, God, where is my blessing? Go to your blessing. We always pray out of an orphan heart. Oh, Lord, I need finances. Lord, I just went on a shopping spree and spent too much. Lord, I need more money. Now, Lord Jesus, help me. Christmas is coming. I got 15 kids. Some of them are spiritual, Lord. Help me.
You get it?
Yeah.
This is what we deal with, right? You know why? This is what this is. Lord, I'm asking for you to show me. Instead of me, I'm not going to throw a temper tantrum and ask, where is my Lord, please bless. I'm going to say, hey, I want you to, where is my breakthrough? Where's my breakthrough, Lord? Where is it? Who has my breakthrough? Father, show me how I can loose in heaven right now. Let me loose in heaven right now what is already rightfully mine.
Yeah.
That's keys to the kingdom. Say keys.
Keys.
Keys to the kingdom. Now, the first couple of verses in Psalms 29, I want you to pay attention. Because this is where this is going. Psalms 29. First couple of verses talk about praise and worship. Verse 3. The voice of the Lord is over His waters. The God of glory thunders. The God of glory thunders. Where's thunders at? The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syria like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. That's literally like lightning striking. You ever seen lightning strike and go, and it starts to tear off and divide in several different ways? That's what that's talking about. It's thunders and lightnings. It's also Revelation chapter 4, the throne of heaven. Thunders and lightnings, cherubims and angels, and all of it. The emerald rainbow. What am I talking about? What is the voice of the Lord? The voice of the Lord is speaking here in Psalms 29. And He's giving an apostolic. This is an apostolic blueprint. This is an apostolic blueprint. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. He makes them also skip like calves. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fires. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. Are you tired of your wilderness season?
Well,
how many of you are like, dude, I've been in the wilderness forever? Raise your hand. I've been in the wilderness a long time too before. Man, it's awful. You want to come out of the wilderness? It's the voice of the Lord.
Man.
Are you ready? Watch this. I'm going to show you. The voice of the Lord shakes you out of the wilderness. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth. Wait a minute. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in His temple, everyone says glory. The Lord sat enthroned at the floor. The Lord sits as King forever. The Lord will give strength to His people. I want you to understand this. Why does this all of a sudden talk about a deer? There's several things that this Psalms 29 talks about. It talks about breaking. It talks about shaking. And it talks about birthing. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. Bam! And splinters. When He speaks, one of the greatest, strongest trees, one of the most majestic trees, bursts into just splinters. The Lord shakes everything in the wilderness. Nothing is hidden. Splits and divides thunders and lightnings. But why does it say birth? Why in the middle of a storm does it talk about a deer giving birth? Why? Do you want to know why? Because it's a symbol of the church to start to birth their destiny in the middle of a trial, in the middle of a storm, in the middle of a shaking, in the middle whenever things are falling apart. Because the Lord is shaking and breaking. And guess what? This isn't just any birth. This deer gives birth prematurely. This is what this means. That the Lord is saying in Psalms 29, this deer gives birth premature, but not to a premature baby. It births way earlier, way before its due date, and it accelerates and goes up above the skyline and foreruns and presses heaven and says, here I am, birth something in me right now. Birth your destiny inside of me now. I want you to birth in me. I've been in the wilderness. I've been shaken. I've been broken. I've been out here, haggled, busted, beaten. Lord, I've given you a yes. It's been 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 2 decades, 30 years, God. I've given you my life, my destiny. I'm birth in me now. And He said, okay, let's do it.
Amen.
It's an apostolic decree to come over and say, hey, church, my dear Panthers, it longs for me. Hey, how about a premature birth? You don't have to be in the wilderness anymore.
Amen.
You don't have to be dry anymore. You don't have to be isolated and broken anymore. Why don't you just lay down in the glory of God and birth a move of God? Why don't you birth your destiny right now? Why don't you do it? Do you understand what destiny is?
Yeah.
It's what God created before you ever. You want to know what the Lord just told me to tell you? I was laying down earlier, and He said, eat the scroll of destiny. Ah. And I saw the scroll go, whoosh. And I said, Lord, because I'm getting good at this, I asked a question. I was like, I'm going to eat the scroll, but first, what angel brought it? That's a good question to ask. That was for me and my personal. So I ate this scroll called destiny.
Ooh.
And I forgot I did that until just now. Because what I'm talking to you about is some of you try to come off the habitual pattern to where you come to church and you leave church and you actually say, no, I'm going to become the move of God. I'm not going to abort my destiny anymore.
Amen.
Amen.
The Israelites walked in the wilderness for 40 years. And it was supposed to be a few days. And the church today, from this last generation, comes out of no glory. Because there was Ichabod. There was a long time of... And so now we're like, wait, I didn't understand. I never saw it like this before. It's hard for my carnal mind to get it. We don't catch things by God in the carnal. We catch them in the Spirit.
Amen.
We hear it, we feel it, but how do we walk it out? By the Spirit. And my belly is living waters, and they're going to... Whoosh. They're going to flow.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to come out and flow. But first, the Lord has to get to His people to believe. Why a deer? Why a birth? Why a panting? Why a longing? Because God wants to do something. God says, I want to accelerate my people.
Amen.
God says, I want to accelerate my people.
Amen.
He says, not only do I want to accelerate them, I want to give them the power to prophesy. I want to give them the power to perform miracles.
Amen.
I want to see this generation rise within the Spirit and the power of Elijah. Luke 1:17 is what the Lord just spoke to me. Tell them I want this generation to rise.
Amen.
I want them to come in the power. I want them to step in the inheritance.
Amen.
I want them to see the greater glory.
Amen.
I want them to raise the dead. I want them to do the greater. I want them to tarry and prevail. I want this church to pray. I want this church to burn. I want this church to go on the map. I want
Amen.
This church to be seen in the world and the nations, to where the planes, the trains, the automobiles, everybody's got to come here because the glory of God's always here. That's what He wants to do. He wants to birth a move, a sovereign move. But someone's going to have to believe it.
Amen.
Someone's going to have to say, wait a minute, what about my destiny? I want to be a part of greatness. I want to be a part of a move. I want to give my life finally for something really good, something that He wants, something that He foreplanned and established. I'm in. How do I do it? I don't know how. My life is boring. It's been 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Or maybe I try to live. Or maybe I'm on fire. But now I want to come into a global plan.
Yeah.
His plan, not my plan.
Amen.
A greater plan.
Hallelujah.
A greater plan.
Amen.
What is the greater plan? Every single one of the church. Listen. Do you know why the fivefold exists? Do you know what the fivefold is? The apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist. You want to know why they exist? You are supposed to be trained and equipped
yeah.
to do exactly what they do in all the measures of every single thing they do to the max degree. We are supposed to train you to be like us. We are supposed to train you to imitate Christ. To imitate. That's why Paul says in Romans 1, when I come and lay my hands on you for an impartation, that your walk may be complete. Why? It's incomplete because they don't move in the gifts. There's no gifts. There has to be gifts. What are gifts? The demonstration of power that backs up the gospel.
Amen.
If I preach the gospel and there's no power to this generation, they'll mock it. But if I go say, bring your Harry Potter book here, baby boy. Bam! Give me that. Bam! Here! Have a brand new kidney. Have a brand new eye. How, you don't have an arm? Bam! Have a brand new arm.
Amen.
What is it? Bam! What are they going to say then? Jesus is real. I want arms.
Amen.
Harry Potter don't do that, bro.
Right.
I don't know if I'm a boy and I want to be a girl anymore. I think Jesus is pretty cool. Maybe I shouldn't go to the doctor after all and have some surgery and I'm only 9.
Yeah.
Wow, I met love and the power. Why? The church has to come into power. What is the power of God? The power of God is called Kratos. It's dunamis. The dunamis power is inside, comes out. And then some people carry Kratos. Kratos power is for a regional breakout. It's for a regional move. It's for a regional transformation. It's for somebody who dares to believe that's wild to say, hey, I'll pioneer, I'll forerun, I'll go and say things that no one else will. I'll back it up and be on the front line. I'll give my family, I'll give my life, I'll give everything in, and I don't care because I desperate believe. And if they don't, I'll prove it to them. And if they don't, I'll go to the next place. If they don't, I'll go here. Someone's going to get it somewhere.
Amen.
Give your life to Christ.
Amen.
Fully give your life to Jesus.
Amen.
Everything in. All in. No more.
I believe. You can pray for me for that, brother. Believe.
Yes.
Believe. Amen. Give something up for Jesus. The best thing you can ever do is to give your own life.
Amen.
Give your own life. Become your own sacrificial seed. The Moravians. They sold themselves. They would get in a casket. They would get in a casket. They would pray. And they would have one of their friends sail them to the other side of the sea. And they would land on this place on an island that was a prison where they martyred Christians. The Moravians were so wild that they knew that there was people in this camp, these slaves that were on these islands that were never coming out. They would say, hey, I'm going to put myself in this coffin. I want you to push me over there. Pray that my coffin lands on their island. And when they pull me out of my coffin, because I'm a dead man walking, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to secretly start winning souls. I'm going to go in there and give them hope. I'm going to preach the gospel. And guess what they did? And then they would be martyred for it. They would get the greatest glorification ever.
Man, wow.
That's the Moravians. Where's that type of radical faith now?
Wow.
Where are we at? We're right here. God's doing something. Why don't we all do this? Well, hey, open your hands and do this. We're gonna go somewhere now. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Say, hey, we've done the shaking. We've done the breaking. How about some birthing?
Yeah.
Who wants to birth? Who's like, hey, Lord, I want to birth. Spirit. You're like, hey, you mean like a real kid? No, spiritual baby, bro.
Yeah.
Spiritual babies. Say spiritual babies.
Spiritual babies.
Say spiritual babies.
Spiritual babies.
Spiritual babies in the womb. My destiny. Say, I have a destiny.
I have a destiny.
We're going to go somewhere real quick. You guys ready? Here's where we're going. Say power.
Power.
You know how fun it is to be a son of God? You can preach passionately. You can preach because you don't need to convince anybody. I am the testimony of my life and it speaks for myself. And same with you and you and you and you. The only thing that we all have in common, it's the same thing every day, is we all need Jesus, we all want Jesus, and we all want to fulfill our calling. That's why we're here. So why not just do it? Why don't we just radically start to support and love one another? And champion one another? When you see somebody walking in and they're on a cast, just stop and pray for them. Can't we just be like him a little bit? Can you pull his volume down a little bit?
Open your hands. This is where we're going to go. We're going to go into the spirit realm now. There you go. Why don't you say, hey, Holy Spirit? Say, I want my destiny. We should have fasted for lunch, Pastor.
Yeah,
we should have fasted for lunch. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I want my destiny.
I want my destiny.
Bring me my scroll of destiny.
Bring my scroll of destiny.
There you go. You have permissions. Hey, this lady right here, I want you, someone to bring me this lady right here. Yeah, come here, come here. God has a present for you. Come here. Come here, friend. Yeah, come here. Yeah, you, come here. There's a burning sensation in your heart right now. I can see your heart is burning. Come here right now. Stand right here. I need a catcher, please.
Catcher.
Just right there. Lift your hand. Is over. You're going to birth. And I see you writing in the scroll of his hand. The spirit of wisdom and revelation is going to be right now. In Jesus' name. And I bind that fear off of your life. And I break that thing over your life right now. And all that stuff comes out. Bam! On your head in Jesus' name. Bring me this girl right here. See her? Tell her to come to me right now. Turn around, man, and get that girl right there. Tell her to come here. Yep. Come here, friend. Come stand right here. The angel of the Lord, I feel the presence starting to fall down. There you go. Right here, friend. There you go. Just stand right there. Just relax. Here, let me see your hand. It's a new season for you. You're going to dance. You have a surrendered heart. The Lord is pleased with your surrender. But there's one thing you always get overlooked in your own mindset. But the Lord is pulling you out now. And you're going to step forward. And the Lord is placing, and I see this thing called pioneer. And I see the marketplace. And you're going to go out in the marketplace. And I see you going out into the world. I see you going where people are. And I see you actually physically having strategies from people. God is going to give you strategies from people for people. And you're going to start to connect. And you're going to build finances for the kingdom. You're going to build money finances for the kingdom. In Jesus' name. And it's an apostolic. You're going to need a prayer team. Says the Lord. You're going to need people to pray for you because you're going to be burning in evangelism too. So the Lord is burning your eyes right now as a seer. And I see you're going to start to drip the glory of God. Bring me this lady right here in the green. See that lady right there? Yeah, push her up here. Come here, friend.
Easy.
Come here, quickly. There's a new habitation for you in this season. The Lord is going to take you higher. When I touched you, I can feel that you have the gift of healing. I can see that you have a compassionate heart. You love people. You're merciful. Amen. Yeah. May that gift of healing come out now. And may you start to pray for people. Thank you, Jesus. I can feel the love of God coming over you, friend. the transformational glory.
Amen.
See, faith worketh by love. It's one thing to have all the faith in the world, but we got to learn how to walk in love. Why don't you come here real quick? Yeah, come over here, bro. Yeah, come on. Yes, ma'am, come on up. Stand right here. Stand right there. Lift your hands. See this guy right here? On the little girl? Come here, man. Yeah, you, come here. Ideas. You're a very creative thing. You like to birth ideas, and you're very good at getting these creative ideas. And the Lord is going to connect you. Say connect. He's going to connect you with people. And you're going to start to have these ideas. But as I touched you, your heart is for missions and the missionaries. And I feel that the Lord is going to give you ways. Not where you give. But I actually feel like you're going to be on the go, where God is going to start to send you. I actually see you going to the Philippines right now. The Lord is going to open doors for you to go. And I see you even having finances to take others. And you're going to go on the globe, on planes, into the Philippines. I literally see you going into the Philippines. I feel an envy to meet people. And I see these people looking up as you land. And I see a great awakening happen. And there's something with business on your life. You just have to settle out that the Lord would really want to pick and call you into this generational move. That's all you have to do is just give Him the forever yes. Father, I thank you, God, for new wine in this season. The gentleness. I see the gentleness, but I see the faith to slay a giant all at once. When I touched you, I felt the gentleness, the love of God, but I also felt the tenacity to take the sling and to bust it and to break it, almost like a David. In the name of Jesus, where you would step out and you would be bold. There's actually a lion cry inside of you. And you feel it come up sometimes, but you've never known how to identify. It's the Father in you coming out as the lion. Is he the lion? But he's also a lamb. And I see that within you. And the Lord is birthing something new for you in this season. It's a new wineskin. The only way you'll carry a new wineskin, though, is if you build it. A new wineskin must be built. It must be created. The old wineskin, the last 20 years, it's got to go. The new wineskin must be built. New revelation, new wisdom. It's got to be built daily. In your spirit. Because I feel like there's something when you're going to cross over into the new land. I feel a Joshua 1:9 for you right now. There's a Joshua 1:9 for you right now. If you're out here looking up, you can literally open your hands right now and you can start to get this. You don't need me. You can just get it right now. You can totally take it. It's sovereign. Hey, you know why? Because it's greater glory. Do you know what greater glory is? Say transformational. Jesus is touching people right here, right now. Because it's about assignments being birthed. It's assignments being birthed. Say assignments.
Assignments.
Here, would you step over here for a second? Stay right here. Come. You're right here. I can look at you and I can see that you have the office call of a prophetic. There's a prophetic voice in your life. You're a seer. It's Jeremiah 1:5. But there's a greater thing coming into you. You're going to have sons, multiple sons, but you're going to come into an apostolic. But there's an Ezekiel coming over your life, where there's a transformational glory, where you're going to start to go from place to place in the realm of a seer. The Lord is going to open and springboard you, and I literally see all these colors as the seven spirits of God manifest in front of me. I can see seven different colors, and they're all seven, and it's the wisdom, the counsel, it's the might, and I'm telling you, it's going to start to fall on you, and you're going to start to minister like Jesus. You're going to walk like Jesus. You're going to start to have the spirits of God. They're going to be over you, with you, in the name of Jesus. And I see it right now. And I see that you're going to start to flow. The breaking visions are going to happen as if they did for a William Branham. They're going to come over you. And I feel like you already see them. But I feel like there's visions that are going to accelerate. Much bigger, impossible to miss. And that apostolic calling is real. It's a real sending. It's a real place.
call your own to be sent to go. And the power, Lord, we pray for the power of God like never before. Bam! Signs, bam! Wonders, bam! Miracles in the name of Jesus. Say, who wants destiny? You know what destiny looks like? Say, I've got a scroll from heaven. I've got a scroll from heaven. Say, go ahead. Do you want to know what's on your scroll? He wrote it before you were ever born. He wrote it before you were ever born. You know what he's saying to the church today? This is what he's saying. Who wants to be a part? Who wants to be a part of it? This isn't look to Daniel, this is look to God. It's look to him. I'm just trying to help you guys. Is there anybody here that in their need? Where you like you have like a knee replacement, you need a knee replacement, anything like that? Raise your hand, just wave at me. You need a knee replacement? What? What happened to you? You need one? Come here right now. You can stay, bro. Stay. You're good. You want? You need a knee replacement? Come. Come right now. Stand right here. Come off of her knee right now. Brand new. Brand new. Brand new. Brand new. You need a knee replacement? What do you need? Here. It's a fail? What does that mean? It's what? You need a new knee? Stay right here, friend. Stay right here. You need a knee replacement? Is the right knee? Does it go bone on bone? Does it hurt? In Jesus' name. I command, there goes my man. Be fully healed. In Jesus' name. Is there a burning in your knee? Do you feel a sensation in your knee? I command your knee right now. I saw an infirmity on your knee. This has been like this for a while, hasn't it? Friend, how long has this been? How many years? How many years for your knee? In Jesus' name, I command the infirmity to come off of your knee right now. Bam, let her go. Bam, there it is. The fire hit her in the knee right now. Fully off of her knee. Hey, look, everybody, look at me real quick. There's somebody here. You have a sciatic issue right here. And it's deep. It's deep, it shoots, it goes down, but it's also connected into your knee. Who are you? Raise your hand if I'm describing your symptoms. There's more symptoms.
Say that the
坐骨神经痛已经痛到你的膝盖了。Stand up. Is it your left side? Do you have faith to be healed? Faith is a substance, friend. Do you have faith? Do you? Come over here. If you have faith, be touched right here by the angel of the Lord. We stand behind her. Does anybody here suffer with stroke? Does that mean anything? Anybody has stroke? You have stroke? Ask her how many strokes she's had.
Only one.
Right here. Stay right here. Ask her if she believes she'll be whole when I pray for her. In the name of Jesus. May you be fully healed. Bam! Come off of her right now. Oh, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
bam! Oh, be fully healed in the name of Jesus. I curse that sciatic. Bam! Oh, let the honey of God come over.
There's somebody here, there's an abnormal vibration. This is a long, there's an abnormal vibration in your neck because you got in an accident. Okay? And it's closed on the left side. Does that make sense? The vertebrae over here? Is that you? Do you have that? Is there something wrong with her neck right here? Do you have that issue? What does she have coming? Do you need heal right here in your neck? Come here. Come quickly. Hey, right here. Who else? There's two more people. You and you, come here. You have pain over here in your neck? Is it locked and cringe?
She doesn't have cancer of, you know, her right.
Put her over here. She had cancer. I'm going to cast her out of her. Right here, brother. Right here. Let's just walk her over there. It's okay. No, just walk. You're good. You're good. Just let me come off of her neck. Do you believe? Hey, do you have faith? Do you have faith? Faith. Right here, faith. Say yes. Right. No more pain. Ready? Bam! Come off of her leg. Right here. You have cancer? In the name of Jesus. I command the spirit of death to come off of you. You're going to let her, bam, let her go right now in Jesus' name. I said, come off of you. I curse that and be fully healed in Jesus' name. Bam. Where's my other neck? There's one more. Come quickly. Oh, it's you? I can see it. It's a vertebrae issue. Come here. And it's cranked. You're my original person. Lift your hand.
I don't have a car accident.
You don't have to. And no one's in a car accident. 40 years. Too many, right? And it goes down and runs down and watch this. Your spine?
Is it in her lower? So the doctor said that she has scoliosis. I'm going to pray for you. And scoliosis is going to go. Jesus is going to go. Go. It's going to go. You're welcome.
You want to be healed? I know you have faith. Hey, look at this man right here.
Hey, this man has faith. Watch this. He has cancer in his liver. In the name of Jesus, I curse this cancer. I curse this cancer. I command the spirit of death. Bam! Come off of him now. Bam! Right there goes in the cancer right now. There goes. Do you feel that? Do you feel a sensation? What do you feel?
I don't feel a sensation, but yeah, I really like your preach. Like, about the kids, like, it's a little bit of first of Turkish Rico without.
Lord, give him an impartation. Bam! Oh, in Jesus' name. How does it feel? Touch it. How would you know? Could you feel anything before? Did you ever feel pain or anything? He has no clue. Is it still hurt? Not here? Here? Yeah, here? Where, back here? You don't feel anything? You don't feel no more in the name of Jesus. Let there be no cancer ever again to come over his body. Hey, church, watch this. You take your hand and do this. Watch. No more cancer. Everybody look at him and say, hey!
No more cancer!
Feel it.
Yeah, I feel like both this side there's some healing there. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I sat here a second ago, and this is what I saw. I saw somebody have like habitual nosebleeds. Somebody has like a nosebleed thing. But it's more than that. It's like associated. It's almost like associated, like you've been like to the doctor and there's some medical reports and issues. Who are you?
Done.
You had
several surgery already.
You
wouldn't know.
The
doctor cannot do it
anymore. Is it really? I mean, I saw your nosebleed earlier, but I just saw it just now. There's a nosebleed. I'm gonna pray for you. Come over here. Did the doctor say anything? I feel the power of God in here. Come here. Just stand right here. Oh, I know. I know you're about to be healed. I can feel it. I can feel the power in my hand. In the name of Jesus, you come off of her. Come off of me. Bam! Somebody here, in your neck, right here, there's a vertebrae. Alright? Yeah, this is tough. Is that you, bro? Come here. Just come here real quick. You call it out, I'm a trampoline. It like clicks sometimes, is that right?
Yeah, I had a trampoline.
You had a trampoline? I almost literally see it. In the name of Jesus. Bam, be healed! Oh! I'll be healed! You're on the limit. Bam! Reverse that curse in Jesus' name. You? Right here. Lift your hand. Who else is burping? Bring us. If you're burping, come up here right now. If you can't stop burping in this service, come up here right now. Who else can't stop burping? Do you know her? Are you best friends? Yeah? Do you know her? Are you best friends? Why are you all three burping? Why? You got something that's going to come out of you. In the name of Jesus, bam, come off of her soul. I said, come off of her soul. Come out of her soul. Bam, come out of her right now. In the name
bam, come off of her soul. I saw you, serpent. Bam, let her go. Let her go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let her go. Anybody else burping? Anybody else burping? You're burping? You need a demon cast out of here? Stand right here. In the name of Jesus. Bam, let him go. And all that manifestation. Bam, go right there. Bam. Who else coughing and burping? Anybody else going to get delivered of a demon? You got a demon name? In the name of Jesus. Come off of her soul. Bam. Oh, in Jesus' name. Off of her soul. Off of her mind right now. Come out. Anybody else got a demon? Anybody else got a demon? Anybody else burping? Anybody else can't stop burping? Anybody else burping? Come. By the finger of God, I cast out demons. Stand right here. I command freedom to come over you. You come off of her and bam, let her go. Bam, oh, in Jesus' name. Bam, come off of her soul. Oh, she had real name. You need one? Come stand here. Yeah, puke up your demons. Start confessing your sin to the Father. Bam! Come off of her soul in Jesus' name. Confess your sin to the Father. Christians can have demons. Christians can get caught up and busted and have demons. Anybody else burping? Anybody else burping? You're like, oh, you got a demon? Come here. Start confessing your sins. Don't puke on your brother and sister, though, bro. Here it is. Power cut. Bam, come on. Confess your sins. That's why you're not getting free. If you're like, every time I do this, you're not going to disrupt my service anymore. You're not going to disrupt my service anymore. In the name of Jesus, I bind this thing infiltrating you. I bind the strong man on your life. You're going to come on and come out of her life. You're going to come out of her life. Every place of torment. Every place of torment. I bind every place of torment. In the name of Jesus. Bam! Lay down now, friend. Go ahead, lay down. Lay down. Start telling to Jesus that you're sorry for opening doors that you know you shouldn't have opened. Looks like the kingdom of heaven showed up a little bit today, church. This is what it looks like for every single one of you. Hey, every believer watching, you can do this. This is what God wants to do. Why don't you open your hands right now? Hey, church, open your hands like this. You know why? You know what that feeling is that's coming down right now? It's called holiness. Do you feel it? Be super quiet. There you go. There's somebody here, you get migraines, and it hits the left side of your temple. Who are you? Come, right now, come to me.
Hi.
You get, hi, buddy. Hey, come here, friend. Come here. I like this guy. Is this your son? Is this yours? Whose boy?
Here.
I like this guy. He's cool with me. We're friends. Come here, buddy. Now, you stay on the floor. It's best for you to stay. Go ahead and stay down. Go ahead. Take him in. It's okay. You have migraines? Stay. That's
course they're growing. Find all the witchcraft. This ongoing thing that's infiltrated through my brain. This demonic identity called familiarity. Bam! I cast it off of you and Jesus. Stand up. Stand her up. You know what? She's going to feel the love of God. Come here. She's going to feel the love of God. Watch. Just watch her hand.
Hey!
And somebody put this in here.
Did somebody confess their sin? What is this thing? Bravo.
You're perfect.
Confess your sins. You need to confess. You know why? You need to sit here and start confessing your sins at the altar. Everything. You do it. You confess. There's nothing to think about. Start going for it. Confess. You know why you habitually do this? I'm going to tell you why. This is why. Because it's a show. It turns into a show. 100 times over show. And sometimes you just got to say the show's over. So the show's over. We're done with the show. No more show. You're either getting free or you're getting free. It's freedom or freedom. Which one you want? But just as if you think that it's the man of God supposed to have faith for you to be healed. It's the same thing we think as when it comes to deliverance. I can't repent for your sin. And if you're unwilling to confess or even ask the Holy Spirit what the issue is, then I can't help you. Because why would God want to set you free of something that you're going to continue to habitually do so it can become worse than? He loves you a little too much to do that to you. That's why whenever they met Jesus, they met love. That's why the woman at the well met Jesus. She had a sexual issue because she had a heart issue. And because she had a heart issue, she bumped into Jesus. The woman at the well. Come, meet a man who told me all my sins. Wow, who says that? Nobody, unless they bump into love. Come meet a man who told me all my sins. Everybody's like, yeah, we know about your sin. You've been with all the men in town, bro. Say love.
Love.
Say it's love.
Love.
And if it takes you an hour to think of one sin to confess, that's a sin in itself.
Yeah.
I'm serious. It's a prize. It's this thing. Well, what sin? You tell me what sin. It don't take long to start confessing. The power comes from your confession. It's a confession. Say confession.
Confession.
Say confession.
Confession.
Repentance is one of the most powerful weapons
Amen.
That you've been given.
Amen.
You have every single permission by God yourself to free yourself
Amen.
By repenting.
Amen.
You can come back into full-blown perfectionist and get out of wherever you are. If you're trapped in sin, you can repent, which is a changing of your mind. Not, I'm sorry, I change my mind to the truth, and then I walk out of it. That's why John the Baptist said, repent, hey, change your mind. You fix yourself. You have the power to change your mind. John the Baptist said, hey, you fix your mind. You change it. Come into the truth.
Amen.
We'll preach the truth. You just find the truth and He'll make that crooked path straight. That's what He does. No one's mad at anybody. No one's upset, but man, I can't leave people sitting in here like kind of manifesting in the whole service. I just can't do it. And I'm not going to stop the whole service just for one person's deliverance when they might need 45 minutes of prayer behind the scenes. That's not fair to everybody else, is it? No way. I've done it a little too much to understand how the game works. You get it? So what I'm trying to say is this. Is sometimes you just got to take authority. You just take over the service and you give it right back to Jesus. But you have the power to free yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, and here's the secret. John G. Lake said this. If you think you have a demon, then you do. But if you don't, then you won't. Because as a man thinketh, so he is. So you want to be free? Change your mindset.
Amen.
We're going to take an offering.
And then I have a you can keep playing. It's better when you play. Are we thankful for him?
Yeah.
You guys think Andrew should come with me a little more often?
Yeah.
Did you just get married? They said you got married. How long you been married for? 6 months. Where's your bride? She's sleeping. Oh, that's not good. Wake her up. Is she any good?
She's great. Yeah.
How many of you are thankful for the past 3 services? We all needed to be delivered. Some of us still need to be delivered, you know. It's just part of life, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's okay. I always found it's the ones that are willing to go to the altar and to cry their face off in front of everyone are the ones that are always willing to go and do the gospel in front of everyone. It's always the ones that are always at the altar. Whether they screw up so much, that's the heart that God's after. If he called us to be perfect, man, then he would have had to call us while we were still in heaven. He knew we wouldn't be perfect. But he wants us to overlook ourselves. You're not that important to look at your selfish sin all the time. We got to start to look at Jesus. It's all about Jesus. We're going to take an offering tonight. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a few minutes? Can I release a prophetic word real quick? Can I release a prophetic word?
Yes.
I want to release a word. I have a word that's going to encourage you. It's going to encourage you. And it's actually while I'm out in California. God sent me here because of this word. And I'm going to tell you this word.
He's super legit, yo. The guy's really good.
When I mean good, like he knows how to preach and prophesy, bro, for real. Bobby Connor's word in 1997, this is what he said. I saw a very intense white light. The light began to sweep over me. A voice standing to my right side of the light said, "Look what is coming down the track and around the bend. It's God's gold and diamond train." Suddenly I saw the train tracks. One side of the track was named Truth and the other side Spirit. These tracks were coming around the bend of a mountain pass. I could see a very large cloud of what looked like dust and steam. I heard a loud sound as a huge locomotive came into view. A big train is coming down this track. I was facing into the light of the front of the engine that was now so intense that it took a lot of effort just to face it. The very front of that locomotive was coming down the track. There was a great disturbance from the sight and the sound of this great locomotive as it came closer. Through the dust and ashes, I could barely see the name on the front of the engine, because all trains have a name. Across was written the word judgment, and the bottom was written mercy. As the train moved, the names would rotate from top to bottom depending on what city it was coming into. So that judgment would be on top, or it would reverse and mercy would be on top. As the train came closer, I saw the cars were not filled with gold and diamonds like I saw and I heard, but with coal. I was disappointed because I was told I was going to see God's gold and diamond train. Then the voice standing near to my right said, "Yes, this is God's gold train." Then I heard the Lord Himself say, "This is my goal train." I then knew God was talking about training and equipping.
Yes.
He then said, "There will be plenty of true diamonds and real gold after the heat and pressure that are coming."
Amen.
And I knew He was speaking of a refining. And when He said this, Malachi chapter 3 came into my heart. "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, said the Lord. But who may abide on the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness." I was then told that the coming volcanic activity near Bend, Oregon, would announce the beginning of one of the greatest healing revivals in history. One of the greatest healing revivals in history. This healing revival will start around Hamilton, Ontario, and blaze all the way down from the northwest coast of the U.S. and across the Pacific to the Far East. I was told that the locomotive of a train is now a local motive. The Lord said that the local area in the northwest was a seabed of the healing anointing that was on John G. Lake. The sign of the volcanic activity around the bend, Oregon, is the Lord is turning up the heat, but it will bring about refining, purifying, so he can release healing in the earth in an unprecedented way. The voice which was speaking to me said, "Have you ever seen anything like this?" I looked at the very top of the mountain, which was covered with pure white snow. I was carried to the rim so I could look over into the large open top of the mountain. It was filled with beautiful, clear, boiling water. And I knew that this was the Word of God. The last thing I saw was a light shining and a diamond, which brought out the brilliant colors that were within the diamond. end of the word.
Amen.
I'm going to just tell you real quickly what this word means. This glory train that's coming down the track is called glory training. And the reason that it's cold is because all movements start with mixture. But it's going to take spirit and truth to keep it on track.
Amen.
We need the spirit and the truth to keep this new move of God. You know what the new move of God is? It's going to break out through glory training.
Amen.
Where people get truly trained and equipped to flow and to prophesy and to preach and to pray for the healing, the miracles, to walk in the power of God. That's where it's going. To spread out to you and to you and to your kids and to your grandkids and everybody. It's God's golden diamond train. But it doesn't start like that, does it? Because as the train's coming down the track, all they saw was coal. Why? Because every single person that was willing to jump on the track wasn't already there yet. It's an open call for an open invitation for anyone in any place right now to say, I want to jump on board with this.
Amen.
I'm not fully there yet. I'm not all the way there yet. I don't even know or have any understanding, but I want on that train.
Amen.
Because the Lord is going to take the John G. Lake healing bed seed and spread it all over the Pacific Northwest and blow this whole place up with one of the greatest healing revivals ever in the history.
Amen.
And that's what's being distributed. God's gold and glory. His training. He wants to equip the saints again. The Lord sent me out here to start to forerun this word that was released 20 years ago. That was already ran 20 years ago. And I was asked to come out here and to help fulfill the call. And to help come and to bring the church into a place where they can start to do. And they can start to train. And they can start to be activated. And they can be equipped. So that we as a whole unit can shake the whole world in power. So we as a whole church, we can actually walk in the full-blown signs, wonders, and miracles. Because I told you yesterday, Isaiah 8:18, here I am and the children you have given me for where for signs and wonders. And it's true. Every single one of you are for signs and wonders.
Amen.
And it's an invitation right now. Who here is like, I want to get on that train. I want to get it on God's glory and diamond train.
Amen.
I want to, friends, He wants you to be on His train. He wants you to. This Bobby Connor word, do you feel that coming in the room right now? Does anybody feel fire jumping on you right now? Does anybody feel any type of burning or anything? Does anybody feel the sensations? Your heart? Hey, you know why? Because the Lord is verified. He's like, hey, I want you into my train.
Amen.
Yeah, I want you to be, you get on the train, brother. Can you lead that locomotive? But it's a local motive. And that local motive is a local training and equipping. And it's an establishing and a launching. And it's where the people who know how to move in the prophetic, who know how to understand and hear God in their senses, who know how to interpret the signs and the wonders, who know how to flow in the miracles, who know how to pop the well of revival, who know how to tend and move in the atmosphere, who can see in the angelic realm what's coming in and how to flow in the atmosphere, how to pray for somebody, how to cast a demon, how to flow in the prophetic over anybody and give anybody a word at any given time, because we're just fully trained to do what? To be full-on wrecking machines of the love of God, but fully equipped and loaded in all the gifts.
Amen.
And that's what He's doing. He's like, hey, I want to spread it. I want to spread it. That's what this is about. God's golden glory train. And the Lord spoke to me earlier. I didn't mean to. I was really excited to soak. Let me rephrase the soaking. It's when I lock away from everybody and no one has access to me. And I sit there. And I let God love on me and I feel His presence. And I'll talk to Him and He'll talk to me. I accidentally kind of fell asleep a little bit today. But I didn't, because as I was going in and out of this place, I started to go and I started to have a quick vision and the Lord would speak to me and I'd fall right back into it. And I was like, whoa. And I'd see like a bright color would flash as the word of the Lord would speak to me. And I knew what the color represented. The color represented the angelic assignment that was on the way, but it backed it up with the word that he spoke to me. And there were several things that when I was in the state of mind, the Lord spoke to me. And he said, liquid gold.
Wow.
Liquid gold. Gold is glory. There is a glory that God is pouring out in the liquid. It's like a liquefied. It's Zechariah 4. It's Zechariah 4. And in Zechariah 4, oh, I feel it. It's the golden oil. The unceasing oil that's being poured out. And it's unlimited miracles being poured out forever. It's the golden oil, the never ceasing. The oil never runs out. The miracles never stop. Never, ever do they stop.
Amen.
The Lord's dumping it, dumping it, dumping it. And he's saying, hey, Zechariah 4, it's an olive tree. It's an olive branch. It's an olive tree. And I'm telling you right now, he is dumping it.
Amen.
That's what he's doing. And guess what that is? Zechariah chapter 4. It's awakening. In Zechariah 4:1, it said, now the angel who spoke with me came back and awakened me as a man awakened out of his sleep. God talks about awakening.
Amen.
And he used an angel to come to the man to wake the church up.
Amen.
And once the church gets awakened, they can step into their destiny, because tonight's about destiny. And coming on board and partnering with what? God's golden glory training.
Man.
And guess who he has in mind? You. Every single one of you. I know that sometimes, man, look, it gets really fun sometimes when you're flowing and prophesying and stuff and when the power's coming out of you. I remember I used to sit right in a chair like this and I was like, oh, I want to do that. I want to do that. I want to do that. Oh, I wish I could do that. I want to do that. You know why I want to do that? Because I just have the desire. Does anybody sit there and they're like, I wish I could do that? Does anybody have that desire? You can do that. You want to know who taught me? Nobody.
Wow.
But as I started to run, people came and they saw me. They're like, hey, bring me this kid. Bring me this guy. I bumped into destiny because I didn't wait for it. I started to go after it. And then people came to me. And that's what God wants. He wants you to have faith. He wants you to run.
Amen.
So tonight what we're going to do, we're going to take the offering. If you're going to write a check, you can write it to New Breed Rising. If you want to do digital, the only way that I can have you give tonight, it's just through PayPal. You can just snap the QR code. You can get up or whatever you need to do to make that happen. Whatever you need to do. And we're just going to wait a second. We're going to take the offering. And then I want to pray for you. You know? Does this Jerome T. Lake, does it mean a lot for you?
Oh, yes.
They recently told me that there was something that happened, you know? But I don't know that. Like, they told me today in the thing, right?
Yeah.
But the Lord sent me out here to run this word. The glory train. Because it's about John G. Lake. John G. Lake in Spokane, Washington had one of the greatest healing movements ever.
Yeah.
Where over 100,000 people were medically verified healed.
Wow.
And you want to know how they did that census? The United States did it. They did the census where they said, hey, who, we're going to see where this, who's the healthiest city? And guess where it was? It was his city. And he had like a canopy over it.
Right. Man.
Where people, they would come in and cancer would just disappear. It wasn't there anymore. And so tonight we're going to sow into the, in God's golden glory train. And we're going to believe that God's golden glory train screams mercy through this whole region. Because we know as the church, we get mercy. But there's people out here. We're coming into a season where it's double judgment, where it's double mercy. And church, I don't don't know about you, but God doesn't want anyone to perish. And we need to come into the place where we start to go out and preach the gospel, where we have wild signs back us up, so we can add to the church and bring God's harvest in. It's really that time. Don't you want to see Him get a bigger building? I'm just kidding. And stop it. Take over the house. But tonight we're going to sow into the word of the Lord.
Amen.
God's golden glory train.
Amen.
You're like, well, man, I don't know if I can go and do that. Well, can you pray for the harvest?
Yeah.
Can you at least pray?
Can you
give into the harvest?
Yeah.
Can you at least just fight a little bit? Can you pray? If my people will pray, we can all get something. We can all do something. We need everybody's help. We really do. Friends, it's everybody. We need everybody. Isn't it easier when everybody's on board with you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And he said, yes, it is. It's a lot easier when we're all on board.
Man.
It's way easier. We're so much more powerful as a big family. And what would be really nice is if everybody here could do what everybody sees. We all look at the person, we're like, oh, I wish I could do that. And we're like, wow. Did anybody feel that? Did anybody get healed and touched or wrecked? Raise your hands if in the last three services, like, you got super touched. Go ahead and put them up all the way. If you're like, dude, I got touched. Look around the room, dude. I think everybody in here. Dude, look around. Everybody got touched, bro. Everybody got wrecked. What does that mean? God is looking for a people who will get on His plan. And the invitation is, who wants to see one of the greatest healing movements ever? I don't know about you, but I've always wanted to do something great for God. I mean it. I've always wanted to do something really great for the Father. But it's so much better when we're all running together. No one here is too old and no one's too young. So we're going to take a second. We're just going to ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, is there anything you want me to give today? And then, if you guys are okay with it, I want to pray over everybody again tonight.
Amen.
Is that okay with you guys?
Fine with me.
I want to pray an impartation. How many of you are like Daniel? I want an impartation. Daniel, I want to walk in what you're moving in. Daniel, I want to pray for miracles. Daniel, I want to pray and I want to see it. Guys, I want to pray that the glory of God, the liquid gold, would fall and come over you. And then it would get on your life and touch you. It's tangible.
Yes.
It's tangible.
Yes.
It comes over you. And I want to pray for every person. But when we do this tonight, when I pray for people, can we just be quiet tonight? Can we come up and just be quiet? And can we just sit here and say, I want it, Lord. Whether you feel it, whether you fall, whether whatever happens, it's okay. It's okay. You know, King Saul, when he was anointed king, wasn't originally called to be king. The people chose him. He had a crazy manifestation. David was the original one called to be king. It didn't even say he manifested when he was anointed. It doesn't matter. It's about faith.
Amen.
Can you receive by faith? Does anybody here believe in impartation?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Say, this is the beginning of a movement.
This is
this is a movement.
This is the beginning of the movement.
It is. It's a movement. And with all movements, they start in mixture, which means everybody here.
Did you feel the love of God? Does it feel nice? Does it feel nice? Did anybody here feel the love of God today? When you guys come up today, come here, just real quickly. Try to stand up. Come here.
I know.
I should have used somebody else. Just try to relax. I'm going to show you how to receive. All I'm going to do, I'm going to wait for the glory of God to come off of my life. And I'm going to grab your hands in the prayer line. Just don't fall. Just wait for the... That's the presence. And when it comes over me, I'll release it into you. And it'll come inside of you. Just get it inside of you. Is that okay? It's easy. You don't, as soon as I grab you, don't be like, wait. Just wait. If the presence is falling on you, just wait for the overwhelming love of God. And before you know it, you're like, how did I end up down here? That's what happens. You know why you fall over like that? A lot of times, the only reason we fall over is to get us out of the carnal mind so that the power can actually come into our body. That's it. It's not for, he moves in power or show. Because on the street, when I pray and prophesy over homeless people, I don't want them to fall over. That's called a lawsuit. Whoa, bro, I prayed for the guy and he cracked his head, bro. Jesus, what happened? Let's take this offering real quick, okay?
Sure.
Does anybody need a little more time? Anybody? People are still writing. We'll just wait one more second. Alright, so you can go ahead and pass those. Just, you can pass them down, yeah. Picture of the QR code. Seriously, no worries. It's all good. And if your camera don't get it, you can just go snap it. I see people trying to snap. Just go snap it. You're okay. People writing checks. We just wave at the ushers. Just be like, hey, right here, man. There's still a few people, yeah. Just take your time. There's no rush, man. You're fine. One of those holy moments where the church is saying, hey, yeah, we're in, we're sold, let's just do it. You know what today is? Today's about every single one of you. God is trying to give good gifts to the church today.
Amen.
Do you know why we demonstrated the power today? I would help her up, but she'll go right back. Do you know, I was preaching, and you know what the Lord said? He said, show them the power right now. He stopped me in my preach.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to finish. He said, this is tonight. This is what the Lord told me. Show him the power right now. I said, what? This is what he said. I was in the middle of my preach, and you know what he said? And I went to finish, and he said, I said, show him the power now. And I pulled out of what I was preaching and said, okay, we're going to move in power. Why? Because he wants you to see it. You know why he wants you to see it? Because he wants you to, first off, he wants you to experience. Did anybody experience the power of God here?
Yes.
Anybody? Anybody? Yes, you experienced the power. Now listen, the reason that he wanted to do that was to demonstrate it. It's not to show anything off. It's so that you understand that he's saying, hey, tell my children that I want them and their personality, who they are, and how they think and how they function. I've packaged my gifts with their personality, and I want to give it to them. Why don't you come here? I see an impartation coming over here right now. Come stand right here, okay? She's like, get me on camera. I see there's a healing gift falling on your life. You're going to be a miracle worker. Miracles. Signs. And wonders.
Oh.
In Jesus' name. Catch it. All you got to do is catch it. I saw it falling over. So we're going to start to pray for every single person. Let's pray over this offering. Father, we ask right now that this would be God's golden glory train.
Amen.
That these people here, all your people, they want to be trained and equipped. Father, I pray that you'd open the doors for the whole region to get it. Not only just for the region, but for the whole area. And let's take over California. Let's take back California for Jesus. I'm serious. By the way, it is. Let me finish praying for the offering. Father, I ask that radical breakout, that you would do radical breakout for everyone today. Everybody's done giving, right? Okay, now listen, this is what the Lord told me. Now, I didn't want to tell you this. There's the second thing that the Lord said, but I wanted everybody to give first because I don't want anybody to feel pressure. Is that okay? The Lord told me that radical financial breakout was going to happen.
Wow.
And I was in sleeping. I saw this angel come to me, and I knew it was a financial angel. And he's coming into the meeting. I feel it right now. And there's radical financial breakout. You know, I even feel this. Debt cancellation is coming over certain people. There's certain people, if you have faith to receive this right now, I feel the mightiness of God on this word, where he's canceling debts. He's canceling debts. But mighty breakthrough for finances, for the kingdom finances, kingdom breakthrough is coming into the church. And I see literally money just flying out of the sky all over the place. For kingdom finances. For kingdom finances. Not for your new boat. Not for your... But to finance the kingdom. And out of that, you'll probably get a new boat maybe out. But first, it's the kingdom. And then it's our toys and our hangout stuff, right? Bam! Because he's going to bless the church. But I'm telling you right now, I saw a financial breakout. And I very rarely talk about that. I really don't hardly ever talk about it, but it came and woke me up in my sleep and was like, bam, here we're doing this, bam, doing this. And I was like, okay, gotta go back to sleep now, bam. I never was asleep. I was in the middle of trance. How many of you are like, I need financial breakout right now? I need financial glory. I want financial glory. This is your word right now. Hey, if healing is a seed, then the church receive this. Hey, a ministering angel will bring the financial breakthrough right now over your life. Catch it in the glory, church. Catch it in the glory. You're like, yeah, I want it. It's yours. Say, Father, yes. Hey, everybody say, money coming. Say, money coming. You know why? Because it's a principle. Because when you need money, he'll say, hey, Peter, go over there. Cast that first. Take that fishing pole. Cast it in that pond. Catch the first fish and bring that gold coin and come back to me. Why? Because money cometh, says the Lord. Bam! Financial breakthroughs. So we just bless. Y'all are going to have, some people in here are going to have some wild testimony. You're going to be like, well, what happened? Dude, the word of the Lord came. Jesus did it, man. That's why everybody gave first, because I wasn't going to be like, oh, let's sow into this. I'm not doing that stuff. We're not doing now. But first, we'll sow first. Thank you for your giving. And then we'll tell you what we're sowing into.
Yeah.
And if you're like, oh no, I should have sowed, no. Sow a yes. If you're like, oh God, but you're good. I didn't know. You're fine. You're fine. You didn't miss your moment. You can still receive. It's not about, did I give? Just receive it. Right? Just receive it.
Amen.
Receive it. There's no manipulation.
Amen.
There's no weirdness. Just receive it.
Amen.
Receive it.
Amen.
And now I want to just say, I'm honored to be here and to serve you guys. I have told Robert and them, my heart for the people here, it's different. I come into regions and places all the time. And I step in, I mean, this is my job, is I go to churches. This place is ready to go. This place is ready to, there's something happening in the atmosphere.
Amen.
And I gave you that word yesterday about pioneering. We don't pioneer for nothing. We don't forerun a movement for nothing. Come here, because I see a vision. Watch. Yeah, catch her. You know why? Because I just saw this. I saw a vision. You come too. Here, please. Another catcher, please. I saw a vision just now. You know what I saw? I saw the Lord passing a baton. However we did it last night, can we redo it again?
Yeah.
Sophia needs a little help, y'all. Sophia's always busting up in the spirit. Somebody here orchestrate my lines? Can somebody, yeah. You'll do it? You want the mic? Oh, you have your mic? Okay.
Everybody get it? Okay. 好，
Okay, so now we are first row and the second row, please come out to stand by on the back, on the back. Okay, yeah, just in front of the carpet so you don't bother the catcher.
More people kind of closer up together, you know what I mean? Bryce, go ahead and just run my line for me real quick. And then go ahead and give me a second roll.
We need a more catcher. Catcher.
I need men catchers, not women catchers. Thank you, though.
Men catchers.
Men catchers. I need man catchers. We can roll with these four. Go fast, okay? Can we make a deal? While we're all sitting out, can we just be expected to be like Father? Hey, because you know what? The Father loves to give good gifts, doesn't he? Do you know what you're getting right now? You're getting some good gifts. But just know this. How many of you are like, we all wanted the gift, right? Right? We all raised our hands, right? Guess what? It's up to you. It's up to you what you're going to do with it. Remember? Say, it's up to me. Steward it well, friends. Steward it well.
Okay. The third row, stand by here. Yeah. 已经领受了一阵子就起来哈，因为我们需要位置。
没有空。
age. The age role. Should everybody be anointing pray already? Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are we in the spirit or in the natural realm? Hallelujah. Do you get blessing today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I was about to say that if you get more, come over here, I'll pray for you. Let's thank Pastor Daniel. Okay, let's give him a hand. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Using Pastor Daniel mightily here. Thank you. Before we close, anyone want to say a quick testimony of what happened today, yesterday? Anyone want to say something that encouraged people that, hey, I really got something? I want to say something. Anyone here? Only once? In place? Okay, Nadia.
Yesterday I came here in the afternoon, so I have a pain. My leg, I used to have a lot of pain over here. So, and I got free, and today I can walk better. Go better yesterday.
Thank you, Nadia. Anyone else? You have to tell what happened. You know, Pastor Daniel has been working very hard the past three services. Anyone?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Brian, right?
Yeah. So I followed Daniel, probably I've been to like 15, 20 of his meetings. But I never thought I had a demon. And he came out today and got delivered.
Ooh.
So we don't even know we have it until it comes.
Praise the Lord. We don't need clean, okay, brother?
So he didn't know that what I do or where I come from, but he called out Global Missions, and my company just signed a contract to work with the government of Uganda.
Wow!
So,
wow!
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just had a mission trip to
Kenya,
which is next to Uganda. Yeah. Anyone else? No. So we're gonna close it. Okay. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Saint Pastor Daniel here. Thank you. We see the demonstration of power. We see how he handled all the situations. He called out the sick and then prayed for them. Yes, we want that kind of demonstration. Demonstrating that Jesus is real.
Yeah.
Jesus is alive today.
Yeah.
Lord, we want it. We want it. This church wants it. And I believe everyone wants it. This is a real deal. So I believe we all sign up for this training. We want to be part of this. We want to receive this liquid gold. This anointing come upon everyone. So thank you, Father. We receive it and we're going to apply it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, and God bless you.
reality on your